The one that drains less management talent would fit with the hedgehog concept, and the other would not. Finally, what does GE pride itself on more than anything else? Having the best set of general managers in the world. This is their true passion, more than light bulbs, jet engines, or television programming. GE's hedgehog concept, properly conceived, enables the company to operate in a diverse set of businesses, yet remain squarely focused on the intersection of the three circles. Question: what is the role of the board of directors in a transformation from good to great? First, boards play a key role in picking Level 5 leaders. The recent spate of boards enamored with charismatic CEOs, especially rockstar celebrity types, is one of the most damaging trends for the long-term health of companies. Boards should familiarize themselves with the characteristics of Level 5 leadership and install such leaders into positions of responsibility. Second, boards at corporations should distinguish between share value and share price. Boards have no responsibility to a large chunk of the people who own company shares at any given moment, namely the share flippers. They should refocus their energies on creating great companies that build value for the shareholders. Managing the stock for anything less than a 5 to 10 year horizon confuses price and value and is irresponsible to shareholders. For a superb look at the board's role in taking a company from good to great, I recommend the book Resisting Hostile Takeovers by Rita Ricardo Campbell, Prager Publishers, 1997. Ms. Ricardo Campbell was a Gillette board member during the Kolman-Mockler era and provides a detailed account of how a responsible board wrestled with the difficult and complex question of price versus value. Question: can hot young technology companies in a go-go world have Level 5 leaders? My answer is two words: John Morgridge. Mr. Morgridge was the transition CEO who turned a small, struggling company in the Bay Area into one of the great technology companies of the last decade. With the flywheel turning, this unassuming and relatively unknown man stepped into the background and turned the company over to the next generation of leadership. I doubt you've ever heard of John Morgridge, but I suspect you've heard of the company. It goes by the name Cisco Systems. Question: how can you practice the discipline of first who when there is a shortage of outstanding people? First, at the top levels of your organization, you absolutely must have the discipline not to hire until you find the right people. The single most harmful step you can take in a journey from good to great is to put the wrong people in key positions.